job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Las Vegas, you deserve more. And with United Healthcare, you'll get more. Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, with United Healthcare, it's easier than ever to get more for your Medicare dollar. With great benefits like $0 copays on covered prescriptions, $0 copays on primary care, $3,000 toward covered dental services, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Las Vegas. So speak to a licensed sales agent today. They'll help you find a plan with more benefits. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Just call 1-888-CALL-UHC. That's 1-888-CALL-UHC. That number again, 1-888-CALL-UHC. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
About 2 weeks ago, I was watching the Golden Knights in an area sports bar. That is so much fun. Hey, Kevin Wall here. More than once, I thought about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. You know, for years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids. The difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. The number again, 702-369-1321, or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, shows like this are kind of a friends and family sort of deal. I had Michael McDonald on. You'll get a chance to hear him about 2:30. Also, Jim Marchant, Republican nominee for Secretary of State. He was on with us just a few minutes ago. And coming up after 2 o'clock, Cassie Smedley, my old Kansas City buddy from America Rising PAC. She has done an amazing job. We're going to talk about what happened last night and where was that red wave? And is it still out there? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studio. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Votes still being counted in some states. Wisconsin's Ron Johnson has beaten Mandela Barnes to give Republicans a 49-48 Senate lead, but three senatorial races remain undecided. In the hotly contested Pennsylvania Senate race, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman defeated celebrity heart surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz to become the state's next U.S. Senator. Bernie Bennett with details.
I'll be the next U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania.
Democrat Fetterman defeated Republican nominee Mehmet Oz, a cardiothoracic surgeon known to millions of Americans as Dr. Oz, thanks to his career as a daytime TV talk show host. The high-stakes contest was the most expensive Senate race in the country as well as in state history, with more than $200 million funneled in to support the candidates. Former President Donald Trump played a crucial role in Oz's victory in the Republican primary over hedge fund manager David McCormick and conservative activist Kathy Barnett. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, on the economic front, Meta, Facebook's parent company, has announced massive layoffs.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg shared a message with employees on Wednesday morning, saying he decided to reduce the size of the team by about 13% and let go more than 11,000 employees. The company will also extend a hiring freeze through the first quarter. Zuckerberg wrote that the surge of e-commerce at the beginning of COVID led to outsized revenue growth, but predictions that there'd be a permanent acceleration did not pan out. Not only has online commerce returned to prior trends, he says, but the macroeconomic downturn, increased competition, and ads losses have caused their revenue to be lower than he expected. I'm Jennifer King.
Stocks lower on Wall Street as results continue to come in from the midterm elections. The Dow is now down 502 points. The NASDAQ off 214. More at townhall.com.
Leaf Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, a close race that is also being watched nationally. Republican challenger Adam Laxalt has a slight lead over Democratic incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in the U.S. Senate race. As of this morning, Laxalt was leading by about 2 percentage points, 49.6% to 47.5%. In the race for Nevada governor, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo leads Governor Steve Sisolak by 5 percentage points, 50.6% to 45.8%. Now, with a number of close races, the lingering question is, when will we know who won and what race. The combination of the close races and the rules for receiving and counting mail ballots mean that election results won't be known for several days. Mail-in ballots, which are postmarked no later than Election Day, they will be counted or should be received by the 12th of November. The final unofficial results could be released by November 15th. That's a week after Election Day and certified by each respective county by November 18th. So we'll keep you posted on that for sure.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
That road work continues on the Spaghetti Bowl area there at exit 76B. That's Interstate 515 northbound. Stay to the left. The two left lanes are operational, but the right lane is closed right now at the Spaghetti Bowl.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
What a bizarre night. Election Day 2022. We said it would be historic. And I guess sending a man to the United States Senate who can't give a decent speech is... I guess it is historic. Maybe it says, oh, look at how far we've come as a nation. I don't know. You'll hear that, I know, as we get closer to swearing him in. But John Fetterman, that whole thing was a joke. And how we can do that, what accommodations will he need in the United States Senate? Will he have to have a stenographer there whenever he's on the floor? Will he need a teleprompter? I mean, I don't know. Maybe. But John Fetterman, in fact, let's go to cut six real quick. John Fetterman talked last night after winning, after defeating Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania, talked about the importance of the win and talked to his supporters. Listen to this.
Sure, really, what to say right now. My goodness. I am. Yeah. So I'm so humbled. Thank you so much. Really. Thank you. Like what is it? It's like 1:30 in the morning and you're still here hanging in. We launched this campaign almost 2 years ago and we had our our slogan. It's on every one of those signs right now. Every county, every vote. Every county, every vote. And that's exactly what happened. We jammed them up. We held the line. I never expected that we were going to turn these red counties blue, but we did what we needed to do, and we had that conversation across every one of those counties. And tonight, that's why I'll be the next U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania.
I tell you, it turns my stomach to just think of that and to think that the people of Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, rather, would say, yeah, you know, we need more of what Chuck Schumer wants to give us. We want more high-priced gasoline. We want more inflation. We want more illegal immigration. We want it all. And we want to double down. That's what happened. Believe it or not, that's what happened last night. We had a chance as a nation to say, stop it. Stop it. And we didn't do it. Tell you what, let's do an old friend. It's really weird. I reached into my cupboard this morning, didn't know who was going to be on the show. And I took out a bottle of Gates and Sons barbecue. For those of you that don't know, that have never been to Kansas City, it is an institution in Kansas City, and it's got the best barbecue, the best ribs, the best short ends, and the best barbecue sauce, I think, in the nation. And I pulled it out not knowing that later in the day I would be joined by Cassie Smedley, the executive director of America Rising, who is an old Kansas City buddy, believe it or not. Cassie, how you been?
Hey, were you having Gates for breakfast?
I was.
It's
okay. It's okay. I did, and I'm. It was great. It was great.
That's a power move. That's great. I love it.
Tell me what you thought as you were watching. I was so crushed last night. I loved what happened in Florida. I loved what happened in Ohio. Mm-hmm. But between the rest of the stuff, there just wasn't much to cheer about.
Yeah. Well, I think part of that, and you know, your state now, your adopted state here, is part of the problem, is that we're not getting these results on election night. So it's taken away that election night enthusiasm or momentum where polls start closing and you see the rolling call of races. So you really get a strong sense of what's happening. Part of last night that I found the most frustrating or anticlimactic is that you just couldn't get a clear grasp of what things looked like on the whole. You were just getting little things and tidbits. And so when you pull back a little bit and look at what we know right now, did we get everything we wanted? No, and you never do. But we still got some significant flips. You talk about Florida, a great flipped race down there in the Miami-Dade area with Paulina Luna. And then we just got rid of Cindy Acme in Iowa. Iowa was a total sweep for Republicans. No one's talking about that. So there still are some moments of we did what we needed to do. I think we had some pie-in-the-sky dreams about what we wanted to do and thought we could do, and that's for sure there's going to be conversations in the coming days of did we get a little too big for our britches instead of just focusing on the nuts and bolts of how to rebuild this majority. But Nancy Pelosi is not going to be the Speaker of the House. That was the most important mission of the night, and I think we still have a whole lot of good things coming in what's been is yet to be called. So I'm with you. Last night I kind of went to bed a little confused. Am I supposed to be frustrated by this? And then I started really looking back at the map of what's possible and what ended up happening. But okay, this is still a good night. There's a lot of good things that happened. So my optimistic hat is back on.
It wasn't a tsunami. And it probably wasn't even a wave, but it was a pretty strong trickle, and it's a good lead up to 2024. What is your sense of America today? They elected John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. They did some really bizarre things in some of the people that did get through and are going to become members of the legislating class. Can you talk a little bit about the American people? I was kind of disappointed. I can't believe people would say, oh, let's have higher price gasoline. Let's have more inflation. Let's have more open borders. You know, let's have poorer schools. And yet right. America apparently wanted that. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, I know you've probably heard it a million times today, but we say it all the time. Candidates matter. And what I thought was most interesting is for a while we've been saying gone is the independent. People just show up and blindly vote the left side of the ballot or the right side of the ballot, you know, vote all Democrat or all Republican. And what we saw or what it appears to be, we're seeing a lot of ballot splitters. People were very thoughtful in their votes. Take Ohio, for example, where Mike DeWine, the governor, people thought, oh, he might get 18-20% of the vote. He won by 27%, incredibly popular governor. And I had a friend from Ohio text me this morning. She said, I did my part for your team. She's a Democrat, but she loves Mike DeWine. But I know she didn't vote the rest of the ticket Republican. And I think we saw probably even more of that on the Republican side of in other areas where people went in one direction for one, but then stayed maybe with their local congressman, because we know incumbency, that's a powerful drug, right? Incumbent, it's always hard to unseat an incumbent. Add into that redistricting, add into that some lackluster candidates, which that's where as Republicans, we really have to talk about what's the candidate that can get us a win on Election Day, because this is a numbers game, and ultimately we need the numbers to have the votes. I mean, let's talk about our great home state of Missouri with Eric Schmidt. I mean, the Senate primary in Missouri was huge, and everybody said they're all just going to split the vote and we could really end up with a candidate who can't win on Election Day. And then everybody sort of said, let's get smart about how to do this and let's play the long game here. And that's how Eric Schmidt prevailed in the primary. And everybody just said, great, we don't need to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in Missouri. They're doing what they need to do. And they had a really good election. So all of that to say, I think a few things were at play. Number one, candidates matter, and we're going to have to be smart in our primaries. And I'm just going to say it. I know a lot of people are saying it, and I don't want to sound like a Monday morning quarterback here, but those who focused on the 2020 election did not have a good night last night. And so this is about focusing on the future, and voters resoundingly said, tell me what you're going to do to help me and my family. Stop relitigating the past. My family is in too much of a world of hurt. So I think people didn't like either option, to be honest. I know I'm getting a little long-winded here. But if Republicans want to have the night that we should be having and want our message to prevail with voters, we've got to convince them that we're going to be part of the solution and not just rehashing the problems of 2020.
I'm not a big believer in elections being nationalized. That's what H.R. 1 was supposed to do, and I've never believed in that. But I do have to ask the question, do we have to collectively come together and agree on some standards for doing these elections? I mean, when do you count the mail-in ballots? When do you count the day of that? Every state is different. And is that a good thing? Should we, at least in some way, nationalize elections?
Well, I think you hit on a good word, standards. I think there's something to be said for that. Like you said, when can you start counting the ballots? Because it is insanity that you don't know the winner of the election by the end of Election Day. That, I think most people are just saying, what the heck is going on with that? But I will say that if you talk about, I was just on the phone with my brother in Colorado. They do all mail-in ballots. Now, that took a long time for them to condition voters that they can still vote in person, but everybody gets a ballot mailed to them, and they take really good care of their voter rolls. That takes a lot of time and money to do, but it's a system that works for them. So I think you can have various systems, but there needs to be some sort of standard, I think, so that voter rolls are maintained so that you can still know the winner on election night. And that's where people are looking at Florida and Ohio, who are so good at doing that and have really invested in ensuring that they've got good voter rolls to go off of so that they can get an accurate vote count quickly. That's the key. I don't really care which method you use, but to me it's about keeping those good voter rolls. And Lord knows by the number of times you got a call from someone called you by the wrong name, or in D.C. it's a mess, unfortunately, where I have to vote. So that's where I think standards might help. But you still have to do what works best for you and your state.
Again, Cassie Smedley joining us. She's not in trouble with the law, we don't think, but
no,
I'll post bail for you.
I'm just in crime-ridden D.C. Oh, I appreciate that.
No,
I still have to hang out in D.C. where everybody just votes to defund the police, and
they
get what they vote for.
Oh, I hate it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's the executive director of America Rising. For those that don't know, what is America Rising?
Yeah, so we are the opposition research arm of the Republican Party conservative movement. So we worked with almost every campaign, all the committees across the country, and a lot of those ads you see, which says so-and-so voted 100% with Joe Biden or voted to reduce this or that or the other thing, a lot of that information, more times than not, comes from us. So we're so appreciative of people who help keep our movement going, because that is something that we do have over the Democrats, is that we all work together and we have a pretty strong standard of research so that our ads don't get taken off the air, like a lot of the Democrat ads do. So it's a good effort and a good mission, and I'm proud to be a part of it, and proud to be, we're like a cousin of the official party.
in the final couple of minutes, a lot of the ads we saw here in Nevada, and we had tens of millions, maybe $100 million spent in this state, and we're just little, you know, Nevada. There were so many lies. How do we keep the lies out of political advertising?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like it's an age-old question, because, of course, the ads go to the limits of what can be called, you know, they find some kernel of truth, but without context, it's, of course, completely misleading. Now, if there are lies, you should have lawyers that are taking those down, and I know the campaigns do have people, but it's really hard to get an ad taken down. I think the bigger issue is not just the ad that's on your TV, but of course what happens on social media. You know, no longer do we just have the 30-second ad and then you go on about your day everywhere, and it's constant. It's like they follow you around, right? So I don't know that there needs to be, when we talk about standards, I don't know that there needs to be a standard, but I do think that the ability to push back or clarify, you know, I'm of course all in favor of that, but I got to tell you, I don't think it's anything new. And we just need, our candidates are out getting their message out early and really investing in educating the voters about who they are and what they stand for, because that to me is ultimately the best way to combat a misleading ad, when you can get a voter saying, no, I know that guy or I know that gal, and that doesn't sound like him or her. But I know that that's not really what you want to hear when you're just met at every angle with this really aggressive ad.
Final minute. Size up the runoff in Georgia. Another one of those runoffs in Georgia. What are our chances there? And by the way, what was there in that particular race? Were there a bunch of third-party candidates in there?
There was one third-party candidate. I think he just took a couple points, it looks like, but that's a difference maker. So, of course, with their runoff rules of having to get to 50%, that's a real difference maker when you're dealing with a third person on the ballot. Just to be honest, in Georgia, with Governor Kemp on the ballot, I think that was one thing that helped keep Herschel Walker right there neck and neck, despite, you want to talk about the deluge of negative ads. They tried to throw everything at him. So not having Governor Kemp on a runoff ballot, that gets that much more difficult. But that means that we should be all in. This is a math game. This is the Senate majority potentially on the line. And we all need to be all in to support that. I just, in fact, with our team, we're working with WinRed to, if you donate to America Rising, we're going to split some of those donations with Herschel Walker. That's one way that we can all help out, is to go to WinRed and donate to Herschel, give him $5, give him $10 to ensure he has the resources to keep his team on the ground, knocking doors, making phone calls for this runoff, and telling people election season isn't over yet, folks. So that's something you can do from wherever you are, even out in Nevada. I know we're all exhausted, but this is a math game, and you know Raphael Warnock will never vote for a Republican bill or even a pragmatic bipartisan bill. So we've got to get Herschel Walker to Washington, D.C.
And